Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Grateful for all of you. Grateful to be here. Wherever you are, thank you. And make sure to follow, subscribe, rate the show, share it, like, comment, all the beautiful, wonderful things to help us bring it to more people out there. And if you've been here any length of time, you've probably noticed me many days saying, wow, what a special day it is today. What a great day it is today. And it's true, right? Every single day, we have an opportunity and we need to find the good points within that day. What makes this day special? What special opportunity do we have this day? And that corresponds to, of course, while we're here in this time of Sefer HaOmer, where we're counting the Omer and we have specific character defects, traits that we get to realign, we get to correct, and it's true all the time, and it's especially true other times, and it's especially true today, because today is day 41, Yesod Sheb Yesod. Here we are in this magical kind of culmination, double squared portion, as Rav Benji Elson says in his book, talking about Yesod squared. And it's extremely powerful because Yesod, as we mentioned, corresponds to many things, right? It corresponds to foundation, corresponds to purpose, as we've been talking about a lot about the purpose. It refers to having this gravitational pull, having this groundedness. And when we look at the Tree of Life, the Sefirot, the way they broke down, you can see literally, and if you're looking on YouTube, you can see it in the thumbnail here, that all the Sefirot funnel in through Yesod to get to Malchus. And Malchus corresponds to this world that we live in. And you can see that Malchus is actually at the very bottom. And it's funneled completely in through Yesod. And we can see that Yesod, what is another aspect, is it corresponds to the Tzaddik. And another big aspect is that it corresponds to the sexual and reproductive organs of the male and female. And specifically, it gets a lot of attention as the male reproductive organ. And Rabbi Nachman talks a lot about this, talks a lot about the aspect of what's called Shmirat Habrit, guarding your bris, where, thank God, we are part of a faith tradition that encourages sexual union for more than just procreation, for enjoyment, but it also has to be under the correct circumstances, because we also spoke about how money and food kind of play into this as well, where they have such an ability to elevate, but they also have an ability to destroy, which makes them very holy. Especially high on that level is sexuality, is sex. That sex in and of itself has the highest ability to raise us up. And it's not just sex in itself, but it is the whole Yesod that has the ability to raise us up. And we see that Rabbi Nachman, he himself talked about how he corresponds to Netzach in a lot of ways, but he spoke extensively about sexual purity. He brought down Tikkun HaKlali, which, if you're not familiar, it is 10 specific chapters of Tehillim, of Psalms, that was brought down by Rabbi Nachman as a tikkun for not being Shmirat HaBrit, right, for being Pegam HaBrit, which means damaging the breast, damaging sexual purity. And of course, growing up in an Anglo society, we have these thoughts about sexual purity aligning with puritanical values. As we mentioned, it's not that necessarily, but it's parameters that are meant to elevate us. Why? Because everything funnels in through that way. Everything, as we mentioned, that comes into the world, since we live in the world of Malchus, everything is funneled in by how grounded we are, how much purpose we have, much of a tzaddik we are, which we'll talk about in a minute, what that even means. But yes, also as much as how elevated we are in our connection with our ability to connect sexually with others, as Yesod also corresponds to birth and creation, bringing things into creation. So we've gone through all these different aspects throughout the last few weeks, and they all funnel in, they all come in through the Yesod, and they come down into our world through the Malchus. We think that it goes up, right, because it's foundation, but you look, as I mentioned, the Tree of Life, it's going down, this whole world upside down. We look like we're upright, but we're actually all upside down, this world upside down. And so we have a decision to make on what we want to create, on how we want to create. What kind of foundation do we want to have, and what kind of house do we want to build on top of it? What kind of kingdom do we want to build? This is all determined through our yesod, our connection, our unity, the way we create unity. What kind of children do we want to have? What kind of children do we want to raise? What kind of country do we want to live in? What kind of land do we want to live in? What kind of reality do we want to live in? It's all filtered in through the yesod. So when we see that there is people or generation that are far from this concept, we can see how the effects can be less than optimal, can seem so far away, and yet we know that Hashem runs the world and everything's for the good. Herein lies the challenge. We talk about the Yesod, which the Tzaddik is embodied by Yosef HaTzaddik. As we said, and Yosef HaTzaddik, we were mentioning yesterday, his biggest test was forgiving and elevating his brothers, and we'll talk about that. But his maybe most famous test, or often thought of to be his biggest test, was when the wife of Potiphar, tried to seduce him, and at one point he was a willing participant and had realized, this isn't what I want to do. And by doing that, he elevated himself to a place where he would be able to be the viceroy of the king of Paro. Paro represents the Malchus. So everything was funneled in through Yosef, the tzaddik. Right? So we talk a lot about these kind of abstract concepts. What does this mean to me now? How can we actually put this into practice? It's very nice to talk about all this Kabbalistic stuff. And what does that mean? It means that the tzaddik is the foundation of the earth. Wonderful. Who's a tzaddik? How can I be a tzaddik? And what if I don't want to be a tzaddik? What if I don't think I can be a tzaddik? What if I don't think that I can be this idea or this holy person? We begin to make up rules for what we think the tzaddik is. And one of the basic rules is, yes, somebody who guards their bris is one thing, but there's many kind of definitions. And one of the definition is somebody who does God's will. Somebody who has made themselves bitul, who has eliminated their own self for the sake of God's will. This is somebody who's elevated themselves to a level, or has at least committed themselves, as we mentioned, is another aspect of Yesod, is commitment, conviction, sticking to it. This is an aspect of the tzaddik that all of us can strive for, is the aspect of the tzaddik does what is asked of him. As is once asked of Reb Zusha of Anipali. I'm not sure how much we talked about Reb Zusha on this show so far, but amazing stories of Reb Zusha. One of the most famous teachings of Reb Zusha, which you've probably heard, is once Reb Zusha once said that when he goes up to Shemayim, he's not so worried about why wasn't he Moshe? Why weren't you Moshe? He's going to say, what do you mean, why wasn't I Moshe? I'm not worried about that. Because I'm not Moshe. You didn't make me Moshe. You didn't give me Moshe's problems, and you didn't give me Moshe's attributes. You didn't give me Moshe's abilities. I give Zusha's abilities. in Zusha's situations, in Zusha's attributes. So I'm not going to be worried why they didn't say, why weren't you Moshe? I'm going to be worried why they say, why weren't you Zusha? Why couldn't you be the person that you're supposed to be? Anybody can do that. To be a tzaddik is just to be the person that you're supposed to be. We look at tzaddikim and we think that there's some mountain, unattainable goal, when in fact, every single person is capable of doing that which is asked of him or her. This is the challenge and the problem when we don't do it. And this is what Yesod Sheb Yesod comes to teach us. Because ultimately, we talk about as well a tzaddik. What is a tzaddik? What is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is a facilitator as well. A tzaddik is somebody who is here to help elevate those around him. We talk about elevating people. It's not that we necessarily are going to be Torah giants that are able to inspire somebody with the deepest drash. What is it that, if the tzaddik is a yesod, what is it that is our job? Our job is to elevate other people. And how do we do that? By finding the good points in them, just as we started off today, by finding the good points in every single day that comes about, even though it's different, even though the energy is different, even though it presents itself differently, even though the traits are very different, and there may be overlapping concepts, but if you really get down to it, there's no 2 days that are the same. So too with people. As it says that Avraham Avinu was long in days. What do you mean long in days? He made his days long. He extended his days by being productive, by having a purpose. But really how he did it was by elevating others. He was the tzaddik of his generation, and he was more connected to chesed, but the bottom line is was that he used that chesed to elevate others, whereas other people can use chesed to destroy even worlds. So for us, we all have the ability to elevate other people, to find the good points of other people, and to give them words of encouragement, words that are going to be helping them, elevating them, helping them to achieve their goal and their purpose. The point of a purpose is not so that I can have my purpose and I can be isolated in doing my purpose. Just like there's a tzaddik with the fur coat versus the tzaddik with the fire. The tzaddik with the fur coat's like, oh, Nebuch, it's cold out. Sucks for everybody else. I got my fur coat. I'm nice and warm. The tzaddik with the fire, not only is he warm, but he's able to warm up other people around him, and he's able to attract other people around him. We're going to see the fire and come and say, wow, I want to be by this guy who's got this. And more people come around, and we're able to light everybody up around us. And this is what we all have a job to do. The Malchus is dependent on us, just as Paro was dependent on Yosef, and the 10 brothers, in fact, all of Am Yisrael, were dependent upon Yosef to save them. So too, all of Am Yisrael is dependent upon us to save them, to elevate them. And in fact, the entire world was dependent upon Yosef, who distributed the food to the entire world. So too, with each person, as Rav Benji was saying today, the entire world was created for you. Wherever you are, you have a job, you have a purpose to elevate people around you. That there are certain people around you that you can't get away with not elevating them. And oftentimes, it's the people that we don't want to elevate, or not even that we don't want to elevate, maybe they're people that we have issues with or that we have problems connecting with. These are actually the elevations. As we're saying about the Hirhurim, those foreign thoughts, that they come to us not to be pushed down, but rather to be elevated. So the people that it seems that we seem to have a nagging issue with, these are actually the people that it's most incumbent upon us to uplift them. And we can uplift them by telling them words of inspiration. We can uplift them by thinking good things about them and judging them positively, as we're mentioning about Rosh Hashanah, judgment, Uman, all these fun things. So today, Let's find somebody to inspire. Let's find somebody to elevate. And if you can't find somebody to elevate, we need to elevate ourselves. That another story of Reb Zusha, he used to go many long days fasting. And one time he was fasting so long that he collapsed because of malnutrition, because he couldn't, he collapsed because of lack of energy. And he was calling for somebody for some time. Say, Zusha needs help. Zusha needs help. Help Zusha. Zusha needs help. Help Zusha. And after some time, he saw that nobody had come. And so he thought to himself, well, it's a mitzvah to help a Jew. Zusha's a Jew. It's a mitzvah to help Zusha. Zusha, you can do this. Zusha. And he got this inner strength that came out of nowhere that was able to elevate himself and get himself up off the ground and gave him the koach to go and to do what he needed to do to get his strength back. And this is what we need to do as well. Now, when we're feeling down, we have to say, it's a mitzvah to help a Jew. I'm a Jew. I gotta wake myself up. Gotta help myself up. And in this way, we're gonna see that we have more energy to help others, to elevate others. That the whole world is gonna gravitate to each and every one of you. Gravitate to you. Wherever you are right now, it's your job to elevate the people around you. They're looking to for you to elevate them. Can't pretend like there's someone else that's going to help them when it's your job. Because you're powerful. You're a tzaddik. You have all the best things and all the tools that you need to fulfill your purpose. Your inner purpose, your outer purpose. And in this way, we're going to see that each and every single one of us are going to elevate the other one. Elevate the other one. Elevate the other one. Elevate the other one until we see very soon, can happen right now, that we hear the best news, that all the hostages have been released, that everybody who's there defending Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, that we see a fully redeemed Eretz Yisrael, fully redeemed world, with the returning as well of all the lost tribes that are out there, the whole world working as one in conjunction together in happiness and shalom, and the rebuilding of the third temple,